One of the populations most at risk for the coronavirus is the homeless. Most of those living on the street lack a way to wash their hands frequently. Many also have underlying health issues. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development requires counties to survey their homeless population annually to better assess their needs in general and determine how much to allocate for services. KRCB's Addia White reports on this year's count.
In Sonoma County, a count of the region's unsheltered population happens every year in the last week of January. But this year, the emergency along the Joe Rodota Trail forced officials to delay the count by a month.
Having an encampment of over 200 people has taken up a lot of resources on our end, which impacted our planning for the count and recruiting.
That's Sonoma County Ending Homelessness Program Manager Michael Gause speaking with me in January, soon after the count was rescheduled.
A lot of funding is dependent on the homeless count, obviously for federal continuum of care funding. We are measured by the number of people we have year over year, and that's about 3.7 million we get annually from HUD. And then other sources of state funding are also tied to the count, such as Homeless Emergency Aid Program in 2019, and in 2020, the Homeless Housing Assistance and Prevention Program, both the state.
To get an accurate count, volunteers go out with guides who have personal experience with homelessness and can point out where to look. They are paid a small stipend for their help. I tagged along on this year's count the last Friday in February. We set out around 5 a.m. with guides Wheezy and Dave, who were not further identifying for privacy reasons, and volunteer Kimberly Stevenson. Our group was tasked with counting people along Santa Rosa Avenue. Stevenson drove us down side streets to look for people who might be sleeping in their tents or cars.
Conversations in the windows, that's how we can distinguish if somebody's in the car or not.
That's Wheezy. She's been living in her car since December.
I mean, my house burned December 5th. You know, I was living in Pengrove and my house caught fire. I was renting a room and they're not rebuilding it, and that's what brought me to the street.
She said she wishes people in the community were more understanding of her situation.
I work hard every day to be sober. Not every one of us out here are an addict. Some of us are just having hard times.
I think if people come out and see and meet some of the individuals experiencing homelessness, that they will realize that it's people just like anyone else that you would know.
Volunteer Kimberly Stevenson.
You know, I think that if people could connect more with individuals, that they wouldn't have some of the fear and misconceptions.
Every year, a week after the count, the county follows up with a survey. Last year's survey was given to nearly 3,000 unsheltered residents. Of those surveyed, 19% said they became homeless after losing their job. 18% said it was after an argument with a family member or friend. And 16% said it was due to using alcohol or drugs. The remaining ended up homeless due to a variety of reasons. County Supervisor David Rabbit said finding a solution to homelessness is challenging because everyone's situation is different.
And certainly homelessness and the addressing homelessness is the issue of our time. And I think that partly it's because that everyone who is homeless has become homeless for a unique individual circumstance, reason. It is a tough slog. It is a marathon and not a sprint. We have to provide as many different avenues and options available.
Last year's count found just over 2,900 homeless in Sonoma County. That's about 45 people fewer than were counted in 2018. The county expects to release this year's results in early summer. I'm Addia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
Today, the Sonoma County supervisors are expected to narrow down a list of new potential indoor-outdoor shelter sites to two or three. You can stay up to date, plus find more reporting on housing and the homeless at norcalpublicmedia.org.